Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. On this show, we're always thinking about the most effective way to talk about climate change, what words resonate with people, and what makes people tune us out. So this week, we turn to an expert in this exact thing.
I'm John Marshall. I'm the founder and CEO of Potential Energy. We think of ourselves as the marketing firm for planet Earth.
John, who's based in our home state of Rhode Island, spent most of his career doing marketing for big brands, airlines, soda companies, you name it.
One day, my 17-year-old accosted me and told me that I had to stop selling shampoo and soap and do something useful with my life. So we started this marketing firm whose purpose is to educate citizens on climate change using all the techniques you would use to sell someone an Oreo cookie.
That means they started doing market research on different ways to talk about climate change.
Does this word versus that word, if you say climate versus not climate, if you use climate as an adjective or a noun, and so all of those details that, you know, one would use if one was in the marketing world were using for climate change.
So I wanted to ask John for some tips for us here at Possibly and for you to use at home.
So I was hoping I could just kind of run by you some phrases and you can tell me, are they useful to use? And if not, what should we say instead?
Let's do it.
Okay, so here's a phrase that I come across a lot, and I don't like to use it because I feel like no one knows what it means. Carbon footprint.
You're right. No one knows what it means. It also is kind of a funny thing where your individual carbon footprint is probably not going to make that much of a difference in the total scheme of things. And so we don't use it. You know, there's a whole set of those terms. Like, no one wakes up in the morning and says, what a great day for decarbonization. You know, there's so many technical terms in the policy sphere that have leaked into climate communications. We try and get rid of all of that stuff.
John says that even the phrase carbon emissions or CO2 emissions isn't great to use. It's not clear enough what it means or how harmful it is to the planet.
We do like the word pollution. Pollution works really well.
John's research shows that talking about carbon pollution or just pollution is more effective because pollution is something everyone knows and doesn't like.
Okay, so now what about the term net zero? What do people think of that?
Well, no one wants to go to zero. Humans want good stuff. We want abundance. We want more. We've systematically found that abundance framing beats sacrifice framing. And so anything with mandate, ban, zero, you know, all those kinds of things always lose.
I also asked John to weigh in on one of the biggest debates in how we talk about climate change. Should we focus on fear or hope?
I'm so glad you asked this. This one drives me bonkers. So we have the data on this. We've actually come to a conclusion that it's the wrong debate. We've actually found that the most motivating thing is love. And so the line that we use on climate change is we need to protect what we love. Now, love happens to have fear and hope inside it, right? Yeah, worry is important. It motivates, it activates. You worry about your kid, you worry about their future. That's a normal human response to something. It's okay to do that. It's also nice to talk about how the solutions, you know, create more optimism and hope, but it is a false choice. If we've learned one thing, it's that it's okay to tell the truth. And the truth is not great, but it's very motivating.
So if you're ever talking to someone, a friend, a family member, about why climate change matters, try these tips. Use phrases everyone knows. Don't talk in partisan terms. Just saying it's not political instantly lowers people's defensiveness. And focus on how climate change will affect what people love. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. Today's episode was produced by Nat Hardy. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.